Hi, and welcome to Improve Your Voice, aka Vocabilities.com. My name is Darren McStay, and today I'm looking at the voice of a new voice to me, actually, the American TV news host, Rachel Maddow.
Storytelling is fun.
I had never heard of this person before, and I've got no real reason to have, because I don't live in America, I don't watch American TV or news. I actually live in Finland, but I'm from England and I've got Irish family, so there's no real connection, there's no reason that I might have heard of her before. Until now, someone brought her to my attention, and that person was called Camly. So thank you very much, Camly, for sending me that in this morning. I've got a whole list that you guys have all been suggesting for me, but I found Rachel's voice and I thought, I've got to talk about that. I have to share, because she, to me, is a prime example.
Storytelling is fun for me, but I also think when you're telling a good story, it sinks in more. That's a more influential way to communicate information rather than just reading the news.
I'm a big fan of her voice, so thank you for suggesting that, Camly. And everyone else, I'll get to your suggestions soon enough, don't worry. I've not so far represented so many women, so I'm really glad to get some more suggestions for female voices in, so I can take a look. And again, learn new voices and find new people who are out there in the world who I really should be aware of, and now I am. Thanks again. So, what strikes me first about Rachel Maddow is her shape. It's her instrument, and it's very interesting to me how looking at someone and the way they sound is kind of not always predictable, but with her, I think because she uses her instrument the best she can, and she uses it very well, and she's used to it, it's interesting to see what it can do. She's not holding back from anything. She's quite a tall woman. She's quite slender, but she's long. So she's got a very long neck. And this is something that really stands out to me. So it's a tube, essentially, the neck. So if you think that her lungs are down here in her chest, and she's got an extra long tube going up to this head, and her head's quite long as well. So she's got the resonator in her nasal cavity in her skull is longer than a lot of other people. So when you think about the sounds she can possibly make, you might think that there's kind of more space for resonance. And you'd be right. I think she's a prime example of that. Her neck is also quite wide too, really, considering it's very long. It's very almost equine. It's very noble. She holds herself tall, because a lot of tall people tend to look down and scrunch down, but she holds herself very high, and she allows this voice of hers to just flow very freely and very naturally. And because she's got, I guess, quite a wide throat and a long neck, she's got space in there, and she uses it very well. She obviously does a lot of work on camera as a news host, but she doesn't hold back. She's not someone that plays to the camera and talks really quietly and just utilizes her soft, kind of warm tones, because she's got a natural, resonant, warm voice anyway. And I think it is because of her instrument. However, what we can do if we wanted to kind of develop something as rich and as full as her sound, we can learn to create space in our mouth. And I've talked about this on many occasions with different speakers, and even Morgan Freeman on his, he said the same thing, that yawning helps create this space in our throat, in our mouth, and all the areas that go down to our lungs, by just flexing and opening and creating this kind of effect of this pulsating that can just keep anything that might be a bit stiff or stuck to just become a bit more flexible and work for you in a more dynamic way. And Rachel has this effect where it sounds like she could be yawning as well all the time, because it's very open, her sound, and very rich. Now, it's hard for me to say anything negative about Rachel, because I think her voice is fantastic. However, there is something she does, that she's got a tendency, a little bit of a habit, to draw off the end of sentences and pull back. Where she's got the air and she's got the voice, but it's somehow related to her thoughts. And I think she just pulls off at the end. Check this out.
It sinks in more. That's a more influential way to communicate information rather than just reading the news.
Story sinks in more. She's very expressive. She can easily hit higher range in notes and a lower range in notes. That's because what she's saying, she's interested in herself, and the fact that she's got this instrument and got this voice prepared and ready to use means she doesn't have to think about it, and she doesn't. So when she shares her message, it's very varied and very dynamic and very interesting, engaging, and that's probably why she's such a well-respected and well-adored TV personality in the States, because she's expressive, and when she's sharing her message, which is obviously quite a political one, I believe, she's reaching people and able to show enthusiasm and get other people excited because it's in her voice. And it's in her voice because she's got the voice and she knows what she's talking about. So the two are very well connected, but she can drop off.
It sinks in more.
So she can drop off the voice occasionally. It's because she sits back on her neck like this. She does, she goes, yeah, yeah, yeah. And she kind of drops down.
It sinks in more.
She's got good posture when she stands, but I think when she sits, she moves around a lot. I've only got a couple of clips here to show you, but she does this thing. She hits it very hard, and she's very clear and very articulate. And then at the end of a sentence, almost like she's showing you her thought. So if I say, I'm talking to you now, she might say, I'm talking to you now. And she just pulls back, and she's physically doing it, and it's actually happening. And I'm wondering what that is. Psychologically, what is she actually doing here?
It sinks in more.
I think it's because the main part of her message might not be at the beginning, and she finds more importance in what she's saying earlier on. Some people highlight the end of their sentences because that's where they're putting the main point and the main purpose, whereas she's making the main point heard first and then dropping off at the end because it's just the other part of the sentence, which is not as necessary as the rest of it. I'd have to really watch a lot more of her. This is just a quick review, but I wanted to introduce you to Rachel Maddow as a voice, especially as a female voice. So if there's any women out there watching this channel who would like to find a model, maybe that would help them become richer and fuller and actually develop their instrument and their body in a way that lets them have a female voice, but one that is full and rich and resonant at the same time, without having to be deep, but expressive and able to have variety in tone, then Rachel Maddow is a good one to look at, and I definitely recommend that. Actually, it's not just women that need to look at her. I think men would learn a lot from the way she uses her voice as well. She's very free and natural, and that is the key. No restrictions, nothing's in the way. Her voice works so she can express herself clearly. Okay, so that was my brief rundown on Rachel Maddow's voice. Hopefully you enjoyed that. Keep the suggestions coming in, because I'm going to keep doing these every day now for, you know, and until I stop doing them, or until I get bored, or until you get bored even. So thank you again. I'm Darren McStay. This is Improve Your Voice, aka vocabilities.com. And until the next time, look after your voice.